And here's our regular segment on climate change and global warming. Reducing food loss helps the sustainability of the environment, and reducing waste benefits food security. This was said by the report on the State of Food and Agriculture 2019, which was presented a few days back in Geneva, Switzerland. The study was put together by the FAO, the Food and Agriculture Organization of the UN, an entity that recalled that the Sustainable Development Goals call for reducing by half the world's per capita food wastage at the retail and consumer levels by 2030, and reducing food losses in production and supply chains, including post-harvest losses. According to the FAO, for strategies aimed at reducing food loss and waste to be effective, they must be based on a clear and multidisciplinary, multidimensional understanding of the problem. Therefore, we need to clarify what is loss and what is waste. In general terms, losses are those that occur along the chain linking the harvest to distribution, slaughter, capture, harvest, waste, on the other hand, happens on the retail and consumption levels. And in this context, the very high levels of food consumption and waste that occur in cities are questioned and criticized, in contrast to the millions who do not have access to food around the world, or even live on waste as something natural on the social level.
Reducir los alimentos desechados ayudaría a combatir el cambio climático.
Emissions from farming, says this report by newspaper La Nación of Paraguay, could be reduced by 14% with better distribution of food production and consumption. With these figures and data, governments could implement policies and laws that combat food waste and thus collaborate with the advance of climate change. It is estimated that around 40% of the world's food is discarded, and these percentages could increase in the coming years due to changes in consumption habits in China and India. Currently, global food losses are estimated at 14%, that's about $400 million. The report recognizes that reducing food loss and waste requires investments of money or time that some actors in the supply chain may consider superior to profits. According to the FAO, smaller lost or wasted food would mean greater food security. Economist and Assistant Director General of the FAO's Economic Development Department, Máximo Torero, explained that at this moment, the world has enough food to meet demand, but the population of the world will grow. So any reduction, in losses and waste will mean more food on the world market for those people. However, it must be understood that this does not guarantee that all people will have access to that food or that hunger will end. While farmers with limited resources cannot be forced to make investments if these investments are not going to have a payback or a return, that implies analyzing how these reductions can be achieved, of course. We are sharing with you our regular feature on global warming, and this week we are talking about food losses.
Esto no solo significa una pérdida económica, sino que todos los recursos.
There is a report by the FAO, the Food and Agriculture Organization of the UN, that says food waste does not only means economic losses, but natural resources being worn out, the whole process of processing, packaging, and transporting also suffer losses along the way. 28% of the world's farming land produces crops that are wasted. This percentage is equivalent to the territories of China, Mongolia, and the Republic of Kazakhstan. In addition, the water wasted in this process is equivalent to the flow of the Volga or Zambeze rivers, a quantity of water that could satisfy the water needs of millions of households in the world. In addition, the expansion of farming and fishing borders is affecting biodiversity as well. Food producers can invest in better food production techniques and technologies. Sellers, on the other hand, can invest in lowering the prices of food floors, which are those that are unfit for human consumption, and many of them can be transformed for reuse. Consumers can consume intelligently without wasting. Ask for smaller rations is one of the answers. Awareness campaigns should be put in place. Landfills could be reduced to transform that waste into biogas or compost using crops. And we have to work to ensure that food ends up as food and not as garbage in the dumps.
Hacer campañas de sensibilización para alentar a los consumidores a tomar las medidas que estén a su alcance para frenar el desperdicio. Reducir los vertederos a través de inversiones para convertir los alimentos desechados en compostas y biogás. La solución comienza por usted. Cada productor, supermercado, familia, restaurante.
Well, that's a report in Spanish by the FAO, the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations on Food Loss, which is the one that happens during the production and distribution phases. And you have waste, which happens after people consume food, mainly at the retailing and especially at the household or consumption level. The final end of the food production chain. All these statements explain the relationship between food losses and waste with the environment is explained by reduced carbon emissions and the best one of the natural resources. Reducing losses means better use of land and water, because less water would be used and less land would be exploited. And by making production more efficient, you need to produce less and reduce emissions from farming products. If we look at the value chain from the farm to the consumer, we find that on the consumer side, we will have greater gains in terms of cutting down emissions by reducing waste, while on the producer side, the gains will be greater in terms of land and water use, Mr. Torero said.
Se festejaba más con emoción el casamiento que ahora. Ese tiempo era.
And that was our weekly segment on climate change, on the environment, that is produced by Silvana Avellaneda for RAE Argentina to the world.